A man's face is framed dead center in the screen. The first thing I notice about him is his pure white shoulder-length hair, then his relatively youthful features. He's a handsome guy, clean-shaven, well-dressed, at least from the chest up, for all I know he's not wearing any pants, piercing blue eyes, looking at me. Clearly, he's looking at me.
John Chambers,
he says by way of greeting. Oh, that's me, I confirm. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you for allowing me inside.
Well, you're very welcome. I did not get the impression that I had a choice.
There's always a choice. My name is Luke Decker.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Decker, I say evenly.
Please, just Decker.
Not Luke, I clarify. He frowns. I decide to try pushing him a little further, just to see what happens. This could backfire spectacularly. Only one way to find out. Also, is Decker spelled with a CK or with two Ks? I'm a visual learner, I inquire innocently. A slight pause, then he confirms.
It's Decker with two Ks.
Ah, much cooler that way. Decker's a cool name. And I mean it. That's probably the reason I haven't gotten vaporized yet. My sincerity. It's been a long time since I've had guests, Decker. Can I get you something to drink? He laughs, and then sips from a very fancy thermos setting off screen. He's being a very good sport. So far.
I'm good. Thank you, Mr. Chambers.
He says. Please, call me John. So, I continue, unsure of what to say next. It feels so strange to actually be talking to somebody other than myself. To what do I owe the pleasure? I should note I'm due to start work in just a few minutes, so we'll have to make this quick, I explain.
I have good news, John. You have the day off.
Decker pauses and waits for my reaction. I don't want to give him the pleasure. Oh, well, that's an interesting turn of events, I say, forcing my voice to sound as nonchalant as possible. What will I do today? Maybe I'll start a new World of Moby trial account.
I have another game in mind. More than a game, really. It's an opportunity. I'd like to talk to you in more detail about it.
Wait, more than a game? I'm listening, I tell him.
This is something you should hear in person.
Well, come on over, Decker. It turns out I have the day off. What time is good for you?
Right now. And these men will escort you to me.
He says, indicating both sides behind him by turning his head, as though he were actually in the room with me, looking at my guests. I peer up at the two hazmat bros looming past the table. Oh, it's like that, I ask.
It's like that, John,
I hear Decker say. I shift my gaze from the bros back down to his face on the computer screen. You guys went to all this trouble just to invite me over to your house? Office building? Why? No answer from Decker. I look back up to the men. Anything from you guys? Tall boy? Short round? Jump in any time. The men don't say anything. They don't even move. I figured as much, but still, worth a try. Those are my names for you guys, I clarify, extraneously. On account of your heights, which are the only distinguishing features I can make out at this point in time.
This is something you should hear in person,